I'm Jackie Campbell, and I'm joined today by Paul Roach. They specialise in coaching you to put cash in your business. Paul, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, what is this cash in your business side of things? I mean, my P&L says I've got lots of money, so why is cash important?
You might be one of the lucky ones that does have lots of cash, Jackie, but a lot of businesses don't. And in fact, if you look at the numbers, 95% of businesses or small businesses fail. And the number one reason why they fail is because they haven't got cash.
That's a terrifying statistic when you think about it, isn't it?
And it's a game of staying in the top 5%.
And it's such a shame because there's so much fantastic, great ideas out there. Is it really just a case of working out how to put the cash in your business?
Look, it's the number one rule of business, don't run out of cash. So if you focus on the cash, you'll stay in business, you know, the vast majority of the time. If you look at the 95% that go under, so to speak, the ATO is the biggest organisation that puts the most businesses into receivership. And they do that because people can't pay their tax bill.
Right.
People can't pay their tax bill because they haven't got cash. And the tax bill pops up every quarter normally, and it accumulates over time if you don't pay it, and the tax office charges interest and all the rest of it, then they come after you.
So what is the key to actually being ready for that? Because it's not like it's a surprise. Every 3 months someone sends us a thingy and we fill it out and there's a number at the end of it.
Yeah, well, look, I probably have put the majority of those strategies together in my new book called Smarter Business, Stronger Cashflow.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is around knowing the areas to look for cash in your business. And there's 22 areas to look for cash in your business.
So not just my bank account?
Not just your bank account. If it's in your bank account, you've probably done the 22 correctly.
Right.
And you've got them in the bank account. That's the aim. But if they're not in your bank account and you're feeling pressure, feeling stressed to pay your bills, not able to pay your tax bill on time, or not being able to pay your creditors or your payroll or pay yourself, most importantly, then there could well be something fundamentally wrong in your business.
As small business owners, we do have a tendency to pay ourselves last, don't we?
And that's one of the biggest mistakes. We've got to pay ourselves first.
Pay yourself first?
Absolutely pay yourself first. If you don't pay yourself, what's the point of doing it?
Fair question. Okay. So of these 22 things, can you give us a bit of a snapshotty idea?
I think number one is, that affects all businesses, just because you do the work and send out an invoice doesn't mean to say you've been paid for it. So chasing debtors and getting the money in, or eliminating debtors, the working smarter bit, if you can eliminate debtors and have people pay automatically on time or in advance, fantastic. That tends to be the one where people, that's the quick fix for many businesses.
So chasing really the money that you're owed for the services
you've
provided.
Money that you're owed for the job you've done. Yep.
Why do you think it's so uncomfortable to have that conversation? A lot of people struggle with the ringing up, hi, you know, you owe me money. When really you've actually done what they ask you to do.
You've done the work. Mm. You've done the work. Unless there's a problem with the work, it's the reason why people aren't paying you. So your service level has to be good. Your work has to be good. But I think there's a trusting element that people believe people are going to pay on time. There's an automatic assumption, I've done the work, people are going to pay. Or the other side of the coin is believing that people are getting the work done, knowing they're not going to pay for 90, 120 days.
What if you've got a 7-day invoice? How can people not pay for 120 days?
Just ignore it.
Is that their cash flow issues in a lot of cases?
It could be their issues. And they go, well, I haven't been paid, so I'm not paying you.
I've got a friend of mine's got this fantastic sticker, which says, would you mind paying me so I can pay them so they can pay you?
Exactly right.
In small business particularly, it's a cycle, isn't it?
But that's not your problem. The fact that they haven't been paid is not your problem. And don't make it your problem.
Okay.
You've done the work, you need to be paid. Second one, if you're selling inventory, so you're selling stock, businesses go broke filling warehouses of stuff that they don't sell quickly. They fall over in a hole. Sits on the shelf. And look, fair to say different industries have different stock turn ratios, so how quickly they turn over their stock. And I think the faster you turn it, the shorter your cash-to-cash cycle is for what you've paid and what you get paid for it when you sell it. If you can get your cash-to-cash cycle positive, like some businesses do, we always aim to use someone else's money rather than our own, if we can, of course. But it's good to sell a stock before it hits your shelf and get paid for it before it hits. Like the big boys, Walmart and those in the US, they use other people's money for up to 60 days. They never have an overdraft. They don't have to worry about that. That's the way they go.
And your third big clinger?
Big one is really being prepared for the cash cycles. So we know our BAS is going to hit every 30 days or every month, whichever cycle you're on. Really tucking the money away every month for that, or every week. Putting it in a separate bank account so you know that the tax office isn't chasing you, your super payments are paid, your employee entitlements are all tucked away, so if somebody takes annual leave, you can afford to pay them. as and when they take it. They seem to be the biggest stresses that business owners face.
Brilliant. Yep. Thank you, Paul.